appreciate them. They come in early. They're ready to go. And that's quite a commitment, man, them and their families. Amen. Before I begin my message today, I have some news to share with you folks. On Christmas Eve, I had to go into the oncologist. As many of you know, a few years ago, I battled with cancer. They found a lump in my neck, and I had a CT scan. And they found more cancer in my body. It's in my lungs, it's in my chest, and in my neck. So the process here, being it's the second time, they're calling it stage 3, only because I've had it before, that they recommended that I go through chemotherapy this session here. It's 4 doses spread over 3 months. So you go, have a week, have a little time off, then go back. Now, how many believe Jesus is the great physician? I put my stock in him. But I've learned over the years that whatever I face, the Lord will see us through. I said, the Lord will see us through. They said there's a 90% success rate dealing with this. I have a 100% success rate with Jesus. Amen. I saw the room in which they administer the chemo, and it's probably twice as long as this, but about as wide. I think I saw maybe 12 beds, but I haven't been through all of it. For me, it's going to be an opportunity to minister to all those that are there. Once I see the ropes on how it goes, that I'm just not the newbie, that I'm going to get an opportunity to go to each one if they allow me to and pray. How many knows when you're faced with a situation like this, it's serious business? The lump in my neck is actually pushing against my esophagus. And how many heard voice changes over the last few weeks? I always made a joke of it because it's a place where it changes my voice. Now I know why, because it's pushing on that, which is causing my vocal cords to change a little bit. I know I have a church that's loving here and supportive. Somebody asked me what you could do for me. Here's the greatest thing you can do for me. That you're faithful in the house. You're faithful in your giving. Because as a pastor, I don't move away from this just because I may be dealing with something. Are you with me? It's not like a job for me where I punch in, well, I want to take some time off. From the Apostle Paul, he said, I dealt with tribulation struggles, left for dead outside of Lystra, beaten with rods 3 times. I mean, that was serious stuff. And he said, besides all that, the care of the churches. This is something on who I am. There may be times where there may be a Sunday I won't be able to be here. Pastor Mark, and we have a great board and staff here able to fill in. But if I can crawl, if I can walk, if I can do, I will be here. Amen. Absolutely.
If you're watching online at home, pray.
Hallelujah.
Father God, Lord, we come to you today, Father God, Lord, believing, Father God,
curse this cancer.
Believing, Father God, that you are in control.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, a miracle.
Shanta ku.
We thank you, God, right now for what you're already doing. That we can't see, Father God, when things go wrong, Father God. We know who's in control, Father God.
Shita dama.
Immediate healing, Father God, right now.
Kundabatama.
And an assurance, a reassurance for our pastor, Father God, and for his wife Lynn, Father God, for the stress that must be in their family and their household, Father God. Touch her as well, Father God. Lord. I pray, Father God, that you would do it. We trust you, God.
Yes, Jesus.
You are our source, Father God, and I pray, Father God, for our pastor, our shepherd, Father God, that you would continue to help him, Father God, because I know you have work for him to do, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, standing and believing, Father God. You said, if any are sick, to call the elders of the church and have them anoint with oil, Father God, and lay hands for the sick and pray, Father God. I pray for the cleansing of the mind, the clearing, Father God. Clear his mind, Father God, a peace, Father God, that only comes from the throne of God, Father. A peace, Father God, that the world won't understand, Father God. But I pray a blessing and anointing that you would pour out on him, Lord, at this time.
Yes,
Jesus. Help, Lord. We claim it in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
A hedge of protection around his mind, around his heart, around his wife, around his family. God, a hedge of protection, Father God.
Shita Bakul.
And joy that comes from the throne of God, Lord.
Shita Ma.
We see this attack from the enemy, Father God, spiritual, Father God, and I pray that you fight it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The glory.
You are worthy, God.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, church. Thank you for you that are watching online. When it comes to these areas, like many of you, I don't look ever for sympathy, but I am looking for faith. There are times that we have to walk through some valleys. We hear information that we may not like. But through it all, God will be with us. I said God will be with us. It was so fitting in the last few weeks here. I've been working on a message, the trying of your faith. How many knows I'm in the midst of it? I don't have this bubble that I walk in that I'm not touched with the feelings and the infirmities of others. But in every way, I'm tempted to. I'm tried. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to James chapter 1. I have a great wife. I said, I have a great wife. She loves this church. She loves the people. I couldn't do what I'm doing without her. If you'd be mindful to continue to pray for her too, because as I'm going through it, she's going through it. Amen. You also can pray that the side effects that comes with it, because many of you know all the people who've been through it. Amen. I'm going to look like Ron here soon. Amen. But I'm going to believe that, truthfully, I'm not going to have all the side effects. Say amen. I'm looking forward to ministering grace to others. I really am. Hallelujah. I mean, those doctors and nurses need to hear about Jesus. I'm glad for what they do, but truthfully, we serve a God who's in control. Amen? In James chapter 1, I want to start with verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. This word temptation means this, a trial or trying proof. It just doesn't deal with a temptation of a sin coming your way. It can be a battle. It can be a struggle. And the Lord knows that all of us are going to walk through these. I haven't met a believer yet that hasn't gone through something or is going into something. Can I get an amen? If everything's cool with you, there are times that others will have the same battle. My sister and I carry the gene from my mother. My mother died of cancer when she was young. Now, I don't blame it on anyone, but truthfully, the genetics do play a part in this. But in both of us, we're standing. You can continue to pray for my sister. Right now, she's in remission, but how many of you always have that thought? Oh, nobody knows what I'm talking about. But I'm going to beat this. I said, I'm going to beat this, and I'm going to live, says the Lord. Hallelujah. He's not done with me yet, and this church isn't done yet. We got a world to reach in this state coming to Christ. Amen. Like many of you, I prayed that Michigan has a revival. I want to see that come to pass. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 2. It says, my brethren. He's not only dealing with the community of faith, he's also dealing with the nation of Israel, the Jewish Christians. I'm going to make this statement to you. The design of every affliction of the believer is to turn trials into spiritual joy. I'll say it again. The design of every affliction of the believer is to turn trials into spiritual joy. In Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, not only this, but glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation works patience. Patience experience and experience hope. Like many of you, I've been touched with the feelings and the infirmities of others. It isn't like I can say, hey, well, I understand and have never walked through it. I have. I've had battles in the past like many of you. And there's something about when you walk through something, you have something in common with somebody else. Say amen. It opens the door for an area to they understand and they know. Like Jesus, he experienced everything that we'll ever go through. Do you know he became sin who knew no sin? He bore our sickness and disease. He took on that area. For many of you, I'm still learning to walk in divine health. I haven't arrived yet. I'm being honest. But I believe by His stripes I'm healed. I believe God's able to heal. It doesn't shake me one bit. My life's in His hands. Somebody say amen. I'm working on that. Hallelujah. Oh, only two amens. When the trying of your faith, notice that it works endurance. Look at verse 3. Knowing this. Somebody say knowing this. Now the word here, we can't skip over that. This explains what we're going to go through. Know this. Knowing this, or since we know that the trying of your faith works something. Like all of us in this room, I'm changing from glory to glory because I need to. I plan on being more like Christ when I come through this. So knowing this, I know this ahead of time. It explains the encouragement that we can turn grief of the trial into joy because you know. God knows all things. He knows beyond what I'm able to bear. He sees our tomorrow. But in my own heart, I have to have, I know this. It like gives me the advantage. It's like knowing that I've read the end of the book, we win. Say amen. I like it that God gave me tip off. He didn't just say, well, don't know what's going to happen. Details at 11. Amen. Or you will find out. No, I know this. I know we win. I know the enemy will be defeated. When it comes to trials, we have to walk with that type of mentality. Know this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 through 28, Paul had some serious things that came upon him. I'm going to read a few to you. It says, 5 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I suffered shipwreck. I was a day and night in the deep. I had journeys of perils of water, perils of robbers, perils of my own countrymen, troubles with the heathen, troubles in the city, troubles in the wilderness, troubles everywhere, false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching, in hunger, in thirst, in fast often, in cold, in nakedness. And then he says this, and here's where I'm at, church. Besides all of this, what comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. For me, when I look out, being strong for me is being strong for the Lord. Knowing that testimony brings great encouragement to me. That each one of us will be faced with a trial. In 1 Peter 1 verse 7 says this, how much more precious than gold that perishes, that gold might be found to praise and honor at the appearing of Jesus. Every trial that I've experienced, I know the evil one's behind. God doesn't put sickness on anyone. Say amen. He didn't create us for that. But I know this, the results come from God and we reap the benefits. Hallelujah. For me, in my mentality, I will come forth better. For I'll be tried, but I will come forth as gold. Not in who I am, but in who I trust. Say amen. I worked on this message over the last 2 weeks. Who knows that it'd be me? Say amen. Amen. And you. In James 1 verse 4 says this, let patience have her perfect work. Being perfect and mature or entire, lacking nothing. Faith is not passive but active. It's perseverance unto the end. It's like this, our inward demeanor shows out outwardly. Hallelujah. I know they'll be putting poison in my body. I asked what chemo does. I really did. I sat down with the oncologist. I go, why do this? He says it separates the cells in those arenas. It doesn't allow it to go. But it also has side effects on the good tissue and also the good cells. Say amen. But more than that, I have the Word of God behind. Hallelujah. That for me, I want to remember your faith, your labor of love, your patience toward Jesus. This is encouragement to me. When I look at endurance, we all need to endure. I said, we all need to endure. Look at James 1:4. Let patience have her perfect work. Notice wanting nothing. It's a mature work. Many times we talk about a mature believer. A mature believer is he or she that's walking through it with the faith of Almighty God. Not how well you can speak in tongues. Not how well you can prophesy. Are you living for the Lord? Those are giftings. Say amen. It's something that each one of us need to have. It's sustained character. Jesus had that. And I know trials bring development. I wish there was an easier way. But we all have to go through and face situations. Amen? Your situation may not be cancer, but listen, you may have to deal with the loss of a loved one. A family that doesn't know Him. A trial at a job. Each one will face something, but God says, listen to me, your faith can be mature and growing and sustaining. Hallelujah. How many knows Jesus overcame all things and became the author and the finisher of our faith? The Lord knows what it's like to deal with cancer. He became sin who knew no sin. He bore our sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. How many knows He's acquainted with every area that we'll ever face in life? Come on. In James 2, verse 22, see that faith is wrought through works, and the works by faith will be made perfect. For me, I'm looking for opportunities to share my faith. I'm already in that mode. I'm looking for opportunities for others. For some, how many knows this can get your attention? I saw several people come in, ladies that lost all their hair. They have the little scarf or bonnet on, whatever you want to call that. And I can see desperation in many eyes. My hope is to bring hope there. I really do. Not that I'm something special. Not that I'm something greater than anyone. But I want to be able to speak a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. Because even though this is affecting my body, it's not touching my spirit. I said, it's not touching my spirit. That's the spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. I want that side to shine forth in my life. There'll be times I may not be able to be here, but I'll be here definitely in spirit. And I'll watch you online, so make sure you attend. Because I'll call you out. Amen? Amen? I want you to look at James 1 verse 5. What about situations and unanswered questions? Like we all have them, like why? This wasn't a great thing to hear on Christmas Eve. Can somebody say amen to that? How many of us, there's more than that I want to hear on Christmas Eve. But the truth is, it doesn't matter. It's like death. It doesn't matter what day it is. The truth is that when it comes, it's there. But each one of us have to face those things. In James chapter 1, how many of you got your Bible? Look at verse 5. The unanswered questions and trials are like, why? If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and upbraided not, he shall be given. But let him ask in what? If you need wisdom, you ask in faith. Now I'm here to say it's not because of sin. It's not because my mother sinned or her sin. I mean, sometimes things happen. I live in a sin-cursed body like all of you. It's a breakdown of cells. That's what getting older is. The last enemy to be destroyed. But there are times where battles in your mind. Maybe you're watching this online. Maybe you're facing something and you're saying why. There are times you have to give that over to God and ask for wisdom. And when God gives you wisdom, you're able to be sustained by it. Amen? I don't blame the Lord for this, but my faith sees me through. Amen? I said my faith sees me through. I don't want to make this message about me, but the truth is that I'm in the midst of it. I preach this area not out of compulsion, but out of love. That I want to encourage everyone in here. That when you ask, He hears. He has heard my prayers. He has heard my cries. Hallelujah. I'm walking in the process. When it comes to wisdom, I don't have all the wisdom either. I've learned in 1 Corinthians 9, 9 through 13, that even when we prophesy in part. That I don't have all the wisdom. It's a daily thing the Lord has to bring in. But I want God to give me that. It's today giving my daily bread. Hallelujah. For those that I'm going to face, I'm praying for word of knowledge. Hallelujah. How many of us that God can bring a word to somebody? When somebody's going through something, they like to hear you're going to live. How many knows you want a true word of God? Especially when it's life or death. You miss it, you're off. It isn't like my people, I love you. Oh, that's great. Jesus always spoke words that people needed. I want to be that person for somebody that's in the same situation. Hallelujah. How many knows God can bring a revival in a cancer place? I said, God can bring a revival in a cancer place. Wouldn't that be glorious? They all get up and leave because they're all well. And I've learned this, when you're healed, it shows up in the doctor's office. Oh, somebody needs to say amen. I mean, all these things God knows. There are times we know in part, but we can ask and wait on Him. Many times when we ask, it's usually because we're in a situation where there's turmoil or a lot's going on. Sometimes it's hard to hear because there's so many voices. But when you get alone with God, He'll speak to you. Hallelujah. I want to share this with you. 2 minutes before this service started, I know another pastor that we keep in contact very rarely. He called me out of the blue. He doesn't know my situation. And he prophesied to me, you're going to live. Amen. Hallelujah. Then I shared with him the situation. I didn't tip him off ahead of time. How many of you don't need to tip people off? Amen. And there's even people in here who've spoken the same. When it comes to the important part, when we ask, we must wait. Hallelujah. Each area of trial or temptation comes. It's there to prove us. I look in three areas here. Number one, to prove us that we've continued to be faithful. But in that faithfulness, we have to have grateful joy. Not that you're happy of the sickness, but you're happy God's going to see you through. How many of us, that can bring joy? But there are times you have to endure with patience. Sometimes I wish it was like over. I'm like, I want it yesterday. Anybody like me? I want it yesterday. But during that enduring time, since I'm an eternal being too, I have God in me. This is the time frame I live in. Sometimes, Lord, you got to get busy. Why did He have to wait till Abraham was 90 and she or 99 and she was 90? How many was in the natural? That makes zero sense. But that was the appropriate time. But God still brought forth His promises. Don't look at the time frame here as something to like, oh, you missed it, or God isn't doing. If He's promised you something, I guarantee He can bring it to pass. Just be in that position. When they came out of Egypt, He wanted to bless that group. He called them out. He labored over them. He sent servants, but they all perished in the wilderness because of their unbelief. My heart's cry is this. There are many today that have moved away from the faith. There has. They've taken this virus and used it to the flesh and not the spirit. They've gotten out of the routine of being faithful to God. Pray for a return. The Lord still loves them. They're still believers, but they're out there. Now, I'm not talking about those that are unable to be here. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that are walking in the flesh and fulfilling the lust thereof. Are you enjoying this message? We need to realize, secondly, that during this time, there needs to be prayer. How many of you pray for your pastor? Then continue to bombard heaven. And also those that I may come in contact with that I don't even know their names. Lord, flow in there. Holy Ghost, work. Realize that trials, even though it's grievous, is a precious gift that God can use because He's a generous giver. It's not that He's putting sickness or trials on you, but He can use that for glorious things. There is something that's going to change in me that wouldn't change without going through something. As perfect as I am, as much as I can walk on water, I still have areas I need to change. Hallelujah. No, I'm definitely not perfect. But it's a simple faith. There are some times that we doubt God, but He'll see us through. How many here have ever had a battle in your mind? How many ever faced with a situation? Have you heard something? Notice it always brings that rock there. But what happens that I can't stop the boat from moving side to side. But Jesus said, I'll be the anchor. It's not going to leave. Hallelujah. And when He's in the midst of your boat, I want you to know that you'll get to the other side. We should never let anything that comes upon us in this lifetime deter us from serving Him. Now, this is for somebody. Don't let a trial or a situation that's turned out different than you expected to ruin your relationship with God. Keep being faithful. He's always good. I'll say that again. God is always good. So prayer needs to be part of that, to walk in that simple faith. And the third area I've noticed in trials is that it brings forth a glorifying. It brings forth an area that we can glorify God. In James 1, verses 9 through 12, it talks about the brother of low degree to be exalted, the rich to be made low. The truth is that we have to exchange those things and glorify our God. Because in verse 12, it says this, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Hallelujah. Crown's getting a little more polished today in Jesus' name. In our present conflict, we can expect God, but this future crown is the highest crown and honor God can give because he gives it to those who love him. Say amen. You'll receive a crown of life. Be faithful unto the end. When I look at what the Apostle Paul went through, when I look at what Peter, when I look at what James, when I look at through Stephen, all these patriarchs that went before us, they all endured by faith. We also need to. But in the midst of it, when you don't feel like it, when there's no strength in your body, and I understand it. I understand what it's like to hug the toilet and throw up and feel like you can't do anything. I understand it to the greatest degree. But in the midst of that, a praise can come forth. I said the purest of praise can come forth. Because that's the full reliance on his promises, full assurance on his promises. It's like the purest worship you can have. It's you and God. In Romans 4, verses 20 and 21, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving God glory. And notice this, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able to perform. I am fully persuaded God will see me through. How many are in the same agreement here? It doesn't matter what percentage the doctor gives you. It's what Jesus gives you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in my life, in 35 years of ministry, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seen his seed beg bread. Amen. When I look at true Christians, they're tempted and tried on every side. The degree sometimes can be greater, but it should bring forth joy. I said it should bring forth joy. We know that patience and tribulation works out in our lives. But you know what? If we suffer, 2 Timothy 2:12, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. And here's the hard part of the verse. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Sometimes we have this easy believism. Well, I believe. Well, truthfully, your faith works out. You'll show by what you believe. It's more than mental assent or even words on our lips. It's a lifestyle. Christians need to live out what they believe. Hallelujah. Some would say this. Well, if pastor had more faith, he wouldn't be sick. That's okay. Those are hurtful words. You can say all you want. But the truth is, I trust in my God. I believe that he's able to heal. And I'm looking for that manifestation. Say amen. There's no one in here in this room or church have said that, but I've heard it outside this place. For me, it doesn't matter. It doesn't deter me. The truth is that I know in whom I've served. My only heart is that bring revelation to these individuals. Because when they walk through it, I want to be there too. Comfort and strength. Isaiah 48 verse 10 says this. When it comes to Christians, there's a furnace of affliction that may come. It says, "Behold, I will refine you, not as silver, but I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." We all have experiences sometimes the heat of temptation. But we can rejoice that our master's in control. When the Hebrew children were thrown in the fiery furnace, only that which bound them was taken off. Hallelujah. And the truth be this, no one would want to go in that flames. Nobody would. But once you got in there and you were that close to Jesus, how many wouldn't change it for a moment? Say amen. Sometimes we have to look past and realize it's not the flames that are going to hurt you. He's just waiting for you. I said, he's waiting for you. I'm here encouraged today. I don't want people to be sorry for me. People to say, and I don't want that at all. I want people to rejoice that, hey, God's going to work it out. I want your faith to encourage others that are going through the same battle or even a greater battle than I have. What mine is so minor compared to somebody that faced, but God's able to do. That joy will be the outcome of a fiery trial. When the Hebrew children were in there, King Nebuchadnezzar looks in. Didn't I throw in three? I checked in three, but I saw four men. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. When we walk out what we believe, other people will be able to see our Savior. We need that today. I said we need that today. I need it today. That people need to see the Savior in us. That though we're in the midst of it, we're walking with our God. In Malachi 3 verse 3, you shall be sit like a refiner, like a purifier of silver. You shall purify the sons of Levi as gold and silver is applied. For I am the Lord, your righteousness. In 1 Peter 1, 7, as I read earlier, the trying of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. Hallelujah. Why? So it can be found praise and honor and glory at Jesus Christ. Through the midst of it, that's what I want. If you're watching this online, I want Jesus to be glorified in the midst of this. I want somebody to be able to see my Savior. That he's touched with the feelings and the infirmities, yet God will see him through. How many more can we see through in these days? Trials will come, but listen to me. It's not the place to give up. It's the time for endurance. The flesh may break down, but truthfully, believe me, here's a true fact. If I can crawl, if I can sit, if I can move, if somebody can push me in a chair, I'll do all I can to be here. That's just a true fact. If I can't, then I won't. But I'm going to do all I can. Amen? Amen? Somebody just put skateboards on me and shove me along. Hallelujah. Break out a dolly and bring me in. Amen? Wrap me up and stand me in the corner. But we need to motivate each other. Hallelujah. Send words of comfort and encouragement. I said, send words of comfort and encouragement, but also count it all joy. Remember the verse says, knowing this, since you know this, you can win. Many don't know this or choose not to follow that wisdom. When temptation comes and trials comes, it'll lead us somewhere. And it's always in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to be a better man and a better pastor. It's not how I wanted to finish the year. Somebody say amen. It's not the testimony I heard because I had a checkup in January. Somebody asked me, when did I know? At Thanksgiving, I was sitting in a chair. And I happened to put my hands behind my back. I have a little, like a recliner. And I turned my head and I'm like, man, I feels like a bump. But then when I straightened my neck out, I couldn't feel anything. So I didn't think much of it. But then I started messing with it. Like, and then sure enough, it's probably the size of maybe half my thumb that's pushing on. And then when he did the CT scans, I saw the other spots. They're real. But God is able, amen. How many knows even in the midst of it that when you walk in the doctor's office, he still holds your hand? I've had times of weeping. I've had times of binding and loosing. I've had times of everything that I know how to do. But I'm walking through it in Jesus' name. Because he is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God. He doesn't change in the midst of all that. In the midst of this, I'll know him in a greater way. Like Paul said, I'd rather glory in my tribulation that the power of Christ may dwell on me. It's not that I want to be sick, folks. But if that's going to happen, then I want to have the power of Christ dwell on me. Hallelujah. That in the midst of all that, I can still be an encouragement. Somebody ask, yes, you can call the pastor if you need prayer. Amen? Doesn't mean any less that I'm going to have any less time to intercede or pray. The truth is that it's all in us. It's time to reach out in that area. Well, I couldn't do that. He's going through a whole lot. It doesn't matter. The power of Christ sustains us all. I said sustains us all. Amen. For my wife, how many of those ladies handle things a little differently? They're a little more emotional than us men. You can be a comfort to her. She's a strong lady. But there's times I've saw her weeping in a side room. I've heard her cry behind the doors, being concerned for me. Be a strength there for me, church. If I'm unable to be here, be a strength for her. Let her know that you have that, because we're a tag team here. Amen? Amen. I may be Fampero Firpo and she's Bobo Brazil. Does anybody remember the old Detroit wrestlers? The Sheik? Oh, come on. I'm not talking about the ones they have today where, you know, got this one. I'm talking about the Detroit wrestlers. Okay. Some of you are looking at me like, what? Who are they? That's the three I remember. Vampiro Firpo, the Sheik, and Bobo Brazil. Dick the Bruiser. Yeah. All right. Anyways, whatever. I don't know where that came from. But we need each other in this arena. I covet your prayers. I appreciate the love. And those that are watching, I appreciate the love. I can sense it. When I walked into the doctor's office, I could feel an undergirding that God's going to be with us and with me. I wanted to share as soon as I could to you all here. Finding out on Christmas Eve, I wasn't the way I wanted to spend it, but truthfully, I didn't want it to destroy my day. Amen? I kidded with my wife that, you know what, honey? Remember the makeup that the football and baseball player, that little black? I don't know what that's called, but the tar. I said, we're going to put that on our faces today. We're going to sit in with no lights on. She says, come on. I was just joking. But in the midst of all that, when you feel down, you can look up. Hallelujah. And I've learned that if you're going through something, you're the person who needs to pray for them. Because you can unlock those mysteries, see those things done. I'm looking for a great time in this next few months. Not in the time of sickness, not feeling bad, but seeing what God's doing. I'm looking for a more glorious new year. Is anybody with me? I want to see a year of refreshing. I want to see when the children of Israel finally stop complaining. Stop complaining about what they were eating and this, and you took us out here to die, that he took them by wells of water and they had palm trees to sit under. I mean, God needs to do that for the church today. I said, God needs to do that for the church today. I want to be able to see our whole families come back together. Those that are unable to be here. Amen? That they can feel comfortable and we can be together again. How many will believe with me for that? Amen? And listen, this is a true thing for me. That every need in this house will be met. Can we partner in together there, church? You that are watching online, let's partner in together in this. That every need is met. Hallelujah. If you would, lift your hands towards the King. And if you're facing with a trial or you know somebody, I want you to begin to have that word in you, knowing this. When you know something, God will see you through. Father, I pray a blessing on this congregation. Lord, the battles they may be facing or what they just came through. Lord, maybe somebody that's standing in that. Maybe they know somebody that has a situation. Lord, I pray giftings upon, strength upon. That, Lord, truly we can be ambassadors and ministers of your grace. Lord, I thank you for such a loving congregation, staff. Lord, those that help in areas, Lord God, that aren't even seen. Father, meet every need today according to your riches and glory. And the blessing of Abraham to come upon. Lord, for the entrepreneurs here, for the business owners, let this be a year of bounty. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for more regular situations to happen. From our school, Lord God, to our workplaces. We come against the virus in the land. Lord, we ask you to clean this land again. And Father, most of all, that in the midst of everything, you'll be glorified. That we can praise you. We have something to praise you about. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And whatever we lay our hands to do, that will succeed, says the Lord. So Father, go with each one in strength and power and bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And last, as we close here, They haven't given me a date to start this yet. The next thing for me is to get a port put in, and they said after that a couple days later. I haven't got that date since it was Christmas time. But I'll let you know more. And as much as I can, I'll keep you ahead of time on when things are. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you real soon.